Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f- So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hi, my name is Caroline, and I'm on Mihar and everything else. You need to watch this episode of mine. No bullets, just listen. Listen and learn. Please, comprehension is key. Listen and learn. Take your time.
Why are we laughing?
I don't know.
Oh my gosh, guys. Welcome to another episode of Me, Her, and Everything Else. My name is Stephanie Coca at Dirinoku, and I hope you guys have been enjoying the podcast so far. Today's guest is none other than Caroline Hutchings. What? You know, I like to call
drum
you
roll.
Car- yeah, drum roll. But you know, you have that famous line in that one song. Well, a couple of songs, but the one, you know, the one I'm talking about.
That I need royalty. I need to be part of the royalty.
Yeah, I kind of feel like you think, do.
Yeah, then you can be my manager. We need the money.
You want me to go against?
No, we can't go against anymore. I'm done.
Okay,
I'm a big girl now.
Yeah, you're a big girl now. Yes. But welcome.
Thank you, darling.
So how are you?
I am fine. I'm good. Amazing.
Good. Are you ready to get into these heartbreak stories?
Well, let's see how it goes.
I mean, you're not sharing your own heartbreak stories. I think
No heartbreaks, yeah.
No heartbreaks?
I always get my own pound of flesh.
Okay, so revenge, is that how you go about it?
Or? It depends on what you call revenge.
I see. Okay. Right, let's get these heartbreak stories. So you guys sent in your heartbreak stories via a Google form. And we are going to be reading them out. Caroline, you're going to be giving advice and also, share your tips with
Are you sure?
Okay. I know you said you're a bit harsh.
Well, I am actually. I could actually tell you to just use a double barrel and just shoot the person, period.
Ooh, okay. Say
ain't nobody got time.
All right. Don't want to get on the wrong side of Caroline. Okay, so this is the first story. It says, do we have a name here? Okay, anonymous. I was in a relationship for about almost 3 years. Then I left for the USA in 2018. A year in the USA, prior to the breakup, he was always busy. A week to the breakup, we had an argument. Finally, I apologized. And that's when he sent an essay of how he don't want to be with me again because he's already dating. P.S., he sent me the lady's picture and name just to assure me he already moved on. So I informed my aunties who helped me talk to him apparently. Wait, I don't understand. She's still begging him. Okay. She asked aunties to help her talk to him. Apparently, he told them, I like arguing, which he already knew. So my auntie advised I move on and leave it to God. I couldn't leave it to God. I invested. I struggled with him. Now he's in a better position, so I don't deserve him. My mum came to stay with me from September when the breakup happened and left in December because now I was doing better. All because the guy came back and this time we were serious than before. So we picked a wedding date and inquired from a few vendors and all, only for him to break up with me again in January 2020, saying the lady he's dating is a doctor and he can't leave her because he knows her mum. Doesn't he know her mum as well? I'm confused. I told him, you're my family, but that didn't stop you from leaving. That's when depression set in. I kept talking to myself, went to different hospitals, all in the name of my heart is hurting. I started praying to feel better. Gradually, I was doing well, but in that painful process, when I was done with nursing school, I didn't write my exams. I let my job go because I was broken. Went for therapy because I was depressed. But 2 years down the line, I'm doing okay and I'm not dating, but I'm really okay. P.S. In March 2020, he texted me. I blocked him because he didn't want to know what he had to say. Well, she didn't want to know, I guess. Was he coming to break up again or what? LOL. No way.
So she still has a space for him. Was he coming to, even for this her to ask that question? Was he coming to break up again means she still has a space for this guy. Number one, you're just like a piece of furniture to him. That's how I see it, really, because he has no feelings for you in the first place. I don't know what sort of relationship she must have had with him before leaving Nigeria. For me, the moment you say you're going out of that space you share with your loved one, unless you're married, even when you're married, they could possibly cheat. But if you're not engaged, you're not committed to one another in a kind of way. The moment you leave Nigeria to school abroad, you just need to tell the guy bye.
Also, you don't believe in long distance relationships.
I don't. To be very sincere, I do not believe in long. Let's not fool ourselves. It's not Romeo and Juliet kind of vibe. This is the new generation. Long distance relationship, if you're not visiting the guy every month or 2 months, it might work for some people, but really and truly, really, 3 years.
Yeah.
The guy sees you. How many times? You're just talking over the phone, doing video calls.
Zoom and whatnot. But this story is a bit complicated.
And I'm so sorry. I'm happy she finished nursing school, but you don't waste your time on someone that keeps going back and forth with you. You can't finish your exams.
She didn't finish her exams. Or,
you know, you can't.
And she left her job.
You went to the hospital. You're depressed. He's not your husband. You don't have kids for him. Why are you depressed? You know, did he take your money? Did you invest in him financially? There are just some things that, you know, once you see the red flags, begin to focus on yourself.
Yeah.
And no, I think she totally lost that focus, really.
I just want to understand. She said she went to the hospital because her heart is hurting. So she had heartbreak. On a serious note, that could actually affect you mentally. Her heartbreak. Breakfast is not for the faint-hearted.
She must have seen the signs.
Breakfast. I think everybody has, at least, even if it's not heartbreak. We have all been served breakfast. Hey. Everybody in this room, if you lie, say you have not been served breakfast.
I have been served breakfast, but I come back serving a full course meal. Do you understand? So when I come back to serve a full course meal. But one thing I have learned in my life is that when you see such red flags, use it as a stepping stone and move. What I would have expected her to do after that heartbreak, that mom came and whatever it is, she would have finished her nursing school if she finished, gone ahead to do something else to add to her life, valuable, instead of receiving the guy again, and then planning wedding and all that. And then he goes and then you're not talking about, oh, is he sending me a message? Maybe he wants to break my heart again. Why?
She gave him too much attention. He even sent a picture of the girl.
Do you know what he did to her? He stole her identity. She lost herself in him.
And her, what's it called now? Is it her confidence?
Exactly.
Her pride?
Yeah. Exactly.
Okay. Well, Anonymous, I hope you have seriously moved on. And don't unblock him. I think he's good where he is.
Block, double block him. Block any other account he would form.
Yes, don't talk to him. Don't talk to him.
No, don't.
Okay, so the next story. I found out my boyfriend of 2 years cheated on me through my friends. I was away from school for a while and they said they had seen him a number of times with a particular babe doing a couple of tins. They got... They got chat screenshots and showed me plus photos of them together. I confronted him and asked him about it. And this man had the guts to tell me that he wasn't the one texting the babe. It was one of his friends named John. John liked the babe, and so he would pretend to be him, my ex-boyfriend, that is, to text the babe because the babe liked him, my ex. After seeing photos and enough proof that he actually cheated, I believed the worries, Laisha, and stayed in the relationship. We broke up eventually. I cried my eyes out. Like 2 months after, he got himself a new babe, dead. No, wait, sorry. Do you understand this lie? He said that the babe liked him, so he was pretending to be
John,
but no, he was pretending to be himself for John.
For John, his friend.
For his friend. Because John liked the babe. Yes, but the babe liked him. So he was trying to be himself for John. Which kind
of lie? If it was just text message, yeah, I would have said, okay, it could be true. Because I do know that based on experience and what I've also seen or heard, I do know that sometimes when you could have friends that don't like your relationship and they'll cook up things against your man or your woman.
Okay, yeah.
But for the fact that she saw a picture, well, yes, she will feel, she has every right to be hurt. It's a 2 years relationship and she has every right to cry. But saying that she was shocked that he moved on. Hello. I won't be shocked. This is who he is. That's just the truth. And, but she should also, how will I put it? Move on as well. I think all those things, once someone shows you who they are, just move on.
That's
true. Don't start disturbing yourself. You're not the problem. It's just who they are.
And I think a lot of people try to fix broken people.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
And that
I used to be in that situation.
That can be very dangerous.
Yes. Cause you lose yourself trying to fix someone else who doesn't even see anything wrong with who they are.
Yeah.
So you lose your identity fixing people and you yourself, you have a lot of fixing to do.
Yeah.
So that's the major reason why a lot of people get heartbroken.
Yeah.
Some people just need to be left alone.
Yes, there's red flags.
Yeah,
you're right. Okay. So next story, it says, so it all started when I suddenly realized I liked my sister's boyfriend. Okay.
Of all boyfriends,
I want to know if this is her blood sister. When you say sister, do you mean
even if it's your friend, it's your that one. Boyfriend. That is the one you want.
Really? Okay. I knew it was wrong. Really?
She knew. So her conscience, the Holy Spirit spoke to her. But no, my darling sister, the devil was whispering.
I knew it was wrong, but decided to go ahead anyway. Okay. So he was secretly dating me and my sister.
I hope they broke her hearts. Please fast forward.
I was actually really getting to like this guy because to be honest, he was cool people.
Cool people.
Always managed to have time and balance both of us. Is this a real story?
I like the guy. He's a player. Like he's just going left,
right, between family center. Members.
Yeah.
I'm sure he's dating the mum. Join. Okay.
Or the grandmom.
Grandmom, yeah. But unknown to us, he had a whole third week. And we found out he got married last 2 weeks on Instagram.
So are we supposed to feel sorry for her?
Are we meant to feel sorry for her? You know what? Wait, my sister is heartbroken, but so am I. But I have to play the role of counseling my sister to my sister, which sucks. Oh my gosh. So her sister never found out.
But she was in the know of everything.
No, is this story real? Oh my goodness.
First of all, she needs a huge slap on her face.
A very big slap.
Because if she can do that to her sister, she might as well be sleeping with her sister's husband when her sister gets married.
Yeah, that's the kind of sister you don't want coming to say they're coming for any gratification.
That type that just comes, sorry. But behind it, she's like, well, I just feel sad for the lady he got married to. I really feel sad. It's very sad for
her. Hope she doesn't have sisters.
All the female in her family gone.
Yeah, yes, mom, dude.
Gone.
Maybe she's in
Luna. Everybody
can get it.
Maids.
Oh no, but seriously, I don't understand how this girl is sitting there consoling her sister and saying that she feels bad as well. Because
I wish she was the only
on
one
her.
That gave her the breakfast. I just wish she was the only one. I would have sent her more breakfast.
This is not breakfast though. This is something else. This is like, what's it's a buffet. a la carte.
Uh-huh. Yeah. I would have sent her desserts.
Desserts, mm-hmm. Yes, with a cherry on top. Yes. That's good, what we would have done. Don't date your...
she shouldn't have sent this meal. God, she needs serious deliverance.
Yeah, she does. No, oh, this is really scary. Mm-hmm. All right, so I dated a police officer for 2 years.
Well, in Nigeria?
Yeah. Oh, boy. Yeah,
that's in my ears.
I mean, mm-hmm. He cheated multiple times.
Why won't he? Why won't he?
Wait, he must be in Nigeria. Wait, borrowed my car. Littered it with condom wrappers. Sent me out of his house.
Did she find people's 20 naira and 50 naira inside?
Yeah, you know what? That would just be the icing on the cake so that we could definitely confirm it was in Nigeria. But yeah, this whole borrowing of car, condom, I don't think, I don't want to get in trouble, but I don't think police officers abroad
would do that.
Would do this, but you know, you never know.
Well.
So yeah, so he littered her car with condoms, sent her out of the house when she was bleeding from a UTI. She says, I broke up with him and he begged. I stupidly agreed.
After the UTI.
After the UTI.
The UTI.
Yeah, but it's a urinary tract infection.
I don't care. After the UTI.
Well, he kicked her out. Oh, yeah,
and you know
the
person that gave it to you.
Wait. Okay. Huh? A UTI. No, a UTI can't be contracted, but a UTI can't be a tract.
It can be.
Can it?
It can be, yes.
But he kicked her out of the house when she was bleeding, so that's kind of out of order. But anyway, she says, I stupidly agreed and I caught him with another girl. Of course, he begged again. This time he impregnated the babe.
Which babe? Oh, the one
she caught him with.
Okay.
There was an abortion.
Wow.
And he was talking, asking me to stay. Stay for what?
As a Mary Magdalene of his life.
The new babe called me to stay off her man. Can you imagine? And I'm healing from...
And now she's in competition.
No, she's healing from the trauma, and the emotional abuse. These kind of
UTI,
situations...
Well, though, for me, I think, based on my own knowledge, correct me if I'm wrong, it could be from the toilet, it could be from your panties, from the soap.
Yeah, yeah.
But it could also be, I think that is mostly the problem from, it's got a bit, if you don't treat it, the bacteria now grows into STI.
Okay, yes.
The bacteria now grows into something.
HPV.
Yeah, that's what I'm trying to, yeah. So if you don't treat it and all mm-hmm. that, then it grows into STI. If there's any doctor, they should correct me.
Okay.
But STD, sure. There's the STD, there's sexually transmitted infection, there's a sexually transmitted disease, which is the herpes, the HIV and all that. Yeah.
But the fact that he kicked her out of the house when she was bleeding from a UTI and she still...
Well, she likes being kicked out of the house. She likes the UTI as well.
I don't think she likes it.
No, because at the end of the day, when a man treats you badly and he's not your husband, even if he's your husband, you leave, you move on. Like, you deserve better. I don't understand why he needs to do something really, really damaging for you to know that this man is not for me. The moment he disrespects, one disrespect is more than enough for you to know that this man does not value you.
Yeah.
One disrespect, respect is more valuable than love to me. A man who truly loves you would automatically respect you. Mm-hmm. And if you see signs that he doesn't respect, I don't mean not calling you every day, because some girls will be like, oh, because he's not calling me every single minute, he doesn't respect me, or he doesn't come to see me, he doesn't respect me, or blah, blah, blah. Sometimes people get busy, my darling. Do you understand? If you work really hard, you know how hard it is to make money and even keep money in the first place. So they are just something. But the way he talks to you, the way he, you know, when you have an argument, how does he talk to you? Does he talk to you like you're trash, you're a piece of shit, things like that? When you talk about your business or things that affect you, does he listen? Does he treat you right? When you go out, does he protect you? Do you know, think there's the difference between being protective and obsessive.
Yeah.
A jealous man can be very dangerous. So sometimes we ladies see these red flags, but we like to say, oh, don't worry, with me, it's going to be different. Even though he treated Cassandra like that, with me, I'm going to show him I'm a good woman. Mm. I'm different from the rest. And then he keeps doing the same thing because you're tolerating and tolerating. He keeps pushing. He wants to know how far he can go.
Yeah, like children, how far they can go.
Yes. And he keeps doing that and he keeps doing that. And then boom, when he does the greatest thing of all, you now say he broke your heart. Sugar, he's been breaking your heart from day one.
This is true.
Yeah.
This is true.
You just need to move on.
Yeah, no, for sure. So we have a couple more. Here it says, I was with this guy for 7 years. We dated and it was good. We got married and our marriage did not even last 2 years. Okay. I work in Lagos and he got transferred to Asaba. I started trying to work for my transfer to Asaba. Only one day I woke up to a video of my husband with another woman in a pub. I decided to pay a surprise visit and I was surprised. He had a whole woman living in the house with him. We are divorced now. Well, I like the ending. We are divorced now. Yeah. But this is the thing. It's what you, it goes back to what you said about long distance relationships.
I don't like long distance relationships.
Yeah, because it's like you leave room for things to happen.
The moment you're outside Nigeria, I can't. If you're outside Lagos, I can fly in and fly out once in a week, once or twice. We get to see each other. I know where you are and things like that. But the moment you're outside Nigeria, I'm out. I'm out. I can't deal.
You know, it's interesting because I've seen a couple of stories online recently and it's been about women who, their relationships, maybe they were married and then they're now saying that, you know, their husbands are dating someone in Nigeria or they've moved on and started marrying somebody else. Yeah. And, you know, obviously you feel sorry for these wives, like, oh, wow, that's not nice. But at the same time, is it like, what were you expecting? Not what were you expecting, but do you expect too much from this man? Because it's like, when he was with you in the same country, was he, you know, acting right? Was he, you know, never to be caught unfresh? You know, how was he? What was his behavior? Are you really shocked?
Women like to give excuses. Mm. Oh my God. It's okay to give excuses for a good man. There's so many good men out there. Don't get me wrong.
Yes, there are.
There are so many good men, but
I'm not testifying. I'm just saying there are.
But when you see a rotten tomato, just say this is a rotten. You sure your problem is for God, not me. Let God just handle you. Do you understand? I have a lot to deal with. I don't even understand this life. I don't have the booklet to this life. So every day is new for me and I'm trying to make it right. For me to carry your burden and try to change you from a leopard to a tortoise. No, I can't do that. Do you understand? So once I see the signs, I would tell you I have seen the signs.
Yeah, she literally go back. Yo, I've seen the signs.
Yeah, I tell you, I've seen the signs and I'm out. Do you understand? I don't tolerate disrespect. I don't tolerate cheating. Do you understand? I don't disrespect number one. And all that, I'm too busy. Yes, I'm a busy woman too. But you see, there are times where, you know, how do you wake up in the morning, make phone calls? You can't even text your woman good morning. Go to bed, you sleep. Yes, I do know sometimes we slip off, but 2, 3, 4 days, you still do not hear from your man. You're not dead. You were not hit by a trailer.
Yeah.
You understand? You send a text message. So we women, we see all these things. We see how the men treat their domestic staff, waiters. We just overlook, you know, when they go to the club, okay, fine. They pop champagne more than they take care of you. So you have men that spend 10 million naira in the club to show off. Meanwhile, the last time he sent you a million naira, you cannot remember. Do you get what I'm talking about? And then, you know, there are always these flimsy excuses, checking out babes on Instagram, things like that. And you're like, oh, I'm the babe. You know, you always make this excuse. I'm the babe. I'm the one. I'm the only one he knows. I'm the only one. But you're seeing this little trait. And you know that in your book that you have asked God for a man, even though some of us, we can ask God for Jesus.
Yeah.
Do you understand? You must have a list of the kind of man you want, but be very realistic. When you see these things, is it that you talk to the man about it? And if you see that he's not trying to make amends towards it, then you just walk away. We all come from different backgrounds. We all have different beliefs, different traits and behavioral patterns. And to me, if that guy is not the kind of guy that can be my leader, I always look out for a man that can be my leader.
Yeah.
If he cannot lead me and teach me, there is no point.
Yeah, no. And what it goes back, so you said, you know, sometimes women or even men look for like Jesus and one person's looking for Mary, you know. There's no perfect person.
There is none.
But the point here is that you already see what you can and you cannot tolerate.
The demons you can deal with.
Yes.
And what you can't tolerate. And you're like, that is where I want to be. Because you know why? Stephanie, you and I, we're ladies, we know. We like to change the man. We like to say, with me,
as much as you'll say, okay, you know, this is my cross. I'm going to carry this. I'm going to, this is the burden that I have from this person. you still feel deep down a little bit, you'd be like, okay, but like, they can change this one habit. Yeah. I can get this to change over time.
With me, it's a bit different. With me, it's a bit different.
People, yeah, but you know, as well, is God, you'll say God, and then you'll be like, okay, but God, with me and my prayer, this part will change.
Yeah.
But deep down, I've realized that a lot of things we want people to change, they can only change if they want to change.
Thank you. You can force a horse to the river, but you can't force it to drink.
Exactly.
It's as simple as that. So if you see the guy and you say that, okay, a lady was complaining to me the other day. Can I say this?
Yeah, sure.
A lady was complaining to me the other day and I asked her, I said, okay, you complain that he is going out a lot at night. Is he cheating on you? She said, no. Does he take care of you? She said, yes. Does he respond to you when you call? I said, then some guys have their vice. He wants to go out and hang out with his friends and probably close business deals. Let him be. Sometimes you to wear your outfits and go out with him.
Mm-hmm.
Do you understand? Some guys like to smoke. Some guys like to drink. Some guys like to pray at night. While some guys, unfortunately, like to just sleep with different women. You know, that's just the unfortunate part of it.
Yeah.
You just look at, I won't tolerate cheating. I won't tolerate disrespect. But you must look at what you can deal with.
Yeah.
The same way some ladies have nagging habits. Some ladies don't like to cook. Some ladies don't like to dress properly. Some ladies are workaholics as well. You understand, and you expect this man to deal with it, but there are just some traits you should not tolerate.
Yeah, you shouldn't. All. Yeah.
So I like what this woman did. She looked at it and divorced straight because you know what? Ain't nobody got time for stressors.
Yeah, and that's a lot. That's trust issues. Yeah. A whole nother level because how is it that I feel like, okay, you're, you know, living by yourself and then I'm surprised I come to visit and there's a whole nother human being.
He's married.
Like, no. So how does one come back from that type of heartbreak? Because you're always going to look at that person. When you see them, when they're alone, you won't believe them. You'll feel like, oh no, you're with a woman. You must be with a woman.
And it gives you trust issues. Like when you meet another man, you have trust issues. So for me, you have to go for counseling.
Yeah.
Counseling doesn't mean you're crazy.
And it's not cheap.
Yeah, it's not cheap. I know that. I did go for counseling. Counseling doesn't mean you're crazy. Counseling doesn't mean that you have a problem. Counseling just helps you to heal and forgive. Because the moment you don't forgive that person, you're literally telling the person, this is a remote control to my emotions.
Yeah.
For every time I want to be angry, press red. For every time I want to be happy, press blue. Do you understand? You can just press as many buttons as you want and I'm at your beck and call. But the moment you go for counseling and you start your prayer sessions and all those things, you're literally telling the person, I've forgiven you. Your problem is not mine to deal with anymore. It's God's problem and whomsoever you're with's problem. Right now, I'm going to be myself. I'm going to let you go and I'm going to move on. And I think that's what, for this woman, I think that's the best thing for her to do. That she should look for ways to elevate herself, get busy, get things doing and just, you know, promote herself as well.
Yeah, no, and that's one thing is to get busy. So even if you're a man that you've been served breakfast or a woman that's been served breakfast, because we always focus on men serving women breakfast. Hello, women are out here serving breakfast though. It's just that men are too ashamed to admit that men get their wife was cheating on them.
Yeah, men get disrespected a lot and underappreciated. Seriously speaking, there are a lot of men that out of ego, they don't want to talk about it, like you said.
Yeah.
And they're so traumatized within them that even after the divorce, you see them, either they are withdrawn or they just go into the market and say, you know what? I'm going to deal with you.
Yeah.
You understand?
There are a lot of broken men.
So yeah, there are a lot of broken men and a lot of broken boys.
Yes, because a lot of broken boys.
They started looking at them as adults when they were meant to be treated as teenagers that they are.
Mm.
The expectation of them was too high to be the head of the family when they should have just allowed them to grow into the handsome, young, brilliant boy that they should be with all the love, you know, automatically. When they see a boy child, they just feel like, you know, I shouldn't give you the love I give to the daughter.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, actually, boys need equal love like the daughter.
Yeah.
Do you get? And so these boys come out, is it that they're good or they become really, really bad because they're still traumatized. They're still going through some certain kind of issue.
No, yeah.
Yeah. So I think men too need counseling. Men too need love and a bit of understanding. And babe, you work, I work. It is difficult, I would say, to make money.
Mm-hmm.
The first thing I told a friend, the first thing a man thinks of is his money. If a man is comfortable, his bank account is flowing, he will be so in love.
Yeah.
You understand?
With money and time.
Yes. I'm telling you, but when he's going through financial situations, his head is all over the place, especially when he has a woman he loves and he can't provide for her.
Yeah.
he begins to think of all sorts of things.
Yeah, and it's very, I feel like it's a bit embarrassing for them. They feel like, oh, they're supposed to be a provider.
When that doesn't happen. And they can't provide.
Yeah, that's a bit of an issue. But yeah, red flags, definitely. Women tend to like to overlook them.
Yes.
And I think with trying to fix broken people.
Yeah.
I think, you know, this conversation.
And assumptions as well.
And assumptions, yes.
Sometimes it's just a smoke. Like, there's nothing there. And yeah, we women can assume.
Yes. But you know what? Someone did tell me once that if you go looking for something, you'll find what you're
looking for. My mom told me that. Do you know what my mom told me? If you go looking at your husband's phone, you'll find what you're looking for.
This damn phone. This phone.
If you go looking at your husband's phone, you will find what you're looking for. And please, when you find it, don't come and give me headache. That was what my mom told me.
But why is
it? Because you have your phone. You said, no, my phone is not enough. Or I want to go and look at his phone. Do you understand?
But why must you find what you're looking for?
You'll find it.
Is because you'll misinterpret, or it's true, it's there, but you can also misinterpret.
Do you know that sometimes it's not your man that is chasing the woman, it's a woman that's chasing the man.
Okay, yes, exactly.
But so I know he has every right to say no.
Yeah.
Do you understand?
Oh, and there's a lot of women chasing, you know, we've had episodes on there. But there's a lot of women chasing out here.
Yeah.
The streets ain't smiling, apparently.
At all. Too many sharks. It's a red ocean market. Ocean market.
Yes, so it is.
It's as far as red ocean.
It's I don't even know what it is now.
It's a black ocean market. It's
definitely
dark.
You
have dinosaurs in it right now.
Like, out. Oh my gosh, we have one more story, but it's one line. So,
well, what did she write?
It's very crazy. Hello, I'm on the course of a mad heartbreak. I'm in love with my boss at work.
Yay!
is he married?
Girl doesn't even.
But
know
you know, in Nigeria, it doesn't matter if you're married or not. You know, because if we start this conversation again, we are the ones that will be, you know, condemned.
We'll be getting the hit.
Exactly.
Yes.
So in Nigeria, it doesn't matter if he's married or not, because as long as you can carry a nice bag and speak.
And nice shoes.
And nice shoes.
And speak, fairly well.
And speak fairly because, you know, if we say anything now is a problem.
Well, she doesn't know what she wants in the office. I know a lot of girls go like, oh, I know what I want, so I'm going to use it. But seriously, you don't know what you want in the office. The rules that I normally keep to myself, don't date within your office space. Don't date within your school. Well, school is exempted if you're a young lover, but within your office space, keep it professional. Seriously speaking, don't do see finish. Let me use that word. Don't do see finish. If you're dating your boss, I promise you, my darling, there are 5 other girls dating that boss. Looking for promotion. And looking for a pay raise. I would assure her there are 5 other girls.
How about if she's really in love with this boss?
What
right?
boss? Is he single?
If he's single, maybe what if she was to quit her job? That
for me, I don't meddle into such things. I like to come to work and my head is all clear. Everybody, hello, 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 hello. Mm. And I work. I don't want to come and I'm wondering if my bum is tight enough.
Okay,
looking at me. Then when we are in the meeting, I'm like, oh, is he winking at me? I don't have strength. Do you understand?
Yeah, it's very distracting.
It's very, very distracting. And then everybody will be whispering in the office. Oh, she's sitting in the bus.
And then everything. Oh, yeah, that reminds me of a.
And then once in a while, he'll open the door. Have you had coffee? Please don't stress me. Yeah. Don't come and ask me if I've had coffee.
Yeah, no. And that whole, you know, you could be a hardworking lady and you want merit. You do things off of merit. Mm-hmm. And people just assume that, oh, because you're dating the boss, everything you get is just
exactly,
the boss.
Exactly. For every single thing you do, maybe you have an MBA, a master's, a PhD.
Yeah, they discredit you.
You worked really hard for this deal. Everybody's going to say, it's the boss.
It's the boss, yeah.
It's the boss. And if you end up having a jealous boss, probably you're just talking to your male colleague.
Ah, yeah.
It has happened though.
Girl, stop while you're ahead.
I am telling you, it's not worth it.
Because she's already dating him, because she said, I'm on the course of a mad heartbreak. I'm in love with my boss at work.
So she's dating him. If he's single, fine.
You can read it again. So let's imagine this person is actually a guy that's in love with his female boss. What advice do you have there? Because I was just assuming that it's a woman.
Is she married? First of all, if she's married, please leave that woman alone. That's just it. Take your eyes somewhere else.
Adventurous.
And then for how long have they been working together? If you're just starting the job, then guy, you have no focus in life.
But the person's already in love.
You can be in love with someone. The person's not in love with you. Is the boss in love with the person?
Wait, I'm on course of a mad heartbreak. Why do you think you're going to get heartbreak? It probably is.
Maybe the person's not in love. Wait, heartbreak. The woman is married.
Yeah, I feel like the person is married.
Both of them need to be slapped left, right, center. Are you kidding me?
Do you know, it must be very, what's the word? Like dangerous. You know, some people are attracted to danger. So maybe they're, you know, doing it in the office.
I call that a stupid danger. I call that very, very stupid danger. Because when you go to work, if unless you're jobless, when you're so busy and you have a lot of projects to deal with and you have a lot of contracts to deal with, the last thing on your mind is dating someone within your office. You're trying to meet up with the time. But when you're jobless, maybe you're the coffee boy. You're the one serving coffee. That's when you have time to be dating your boss, or maybe you're the receptionist. Because when you get into a very busy environment and your boss is on your neck, you wouldn't even like that boss.
Yeah, do you understand?
And then on the other hand, if the boss is the one making him do you know, making him do that, then he needs to get away from that boss as soon as possible and report it to the HR or someone else, or just leave the company. Seriously speaking, there are better working environments that will give you the freedom to be who you want to be, get better pay, focus on, you know, developing yourself than dating people around.
Yeah, in your work environment.
I don't like all of that thing.
Yeah, no, I think it's too distracting.
It's too distracting. It takes you away from your, you know, for me, when I'm working, when I'm in a working environment, I have a goal. What do I want to achieve in that office in the next 1 year, in the next 2 years?
Yeah, because you have a vision.
Babe, relationship outside the office is already stressful. Then every day you are in my face from 8 a.m. to 6 p.m. What are you trying to see?
Yeah, no. And then you
my
see,
future?
Wait, then do you see them after work again?
You see them after work. And then within the office, somebody's ping pong. I miss you. I'm in front of my desk. What are you missing me for?
Yeah, you could probably see me through the glass window.
No.
Yeah, that's creepy.
So,
it's like you.
You know, you need that space. You need someone to miss you.
Yeah.
Do you understand? You need that respect as well. You need someone to appreciate you. The person who see how you work. Are you going up or down?
Yeah,
the person who see how you... No. I don't like this. It's too much in my face. It's too much.
Too invasive.
Yeah. So I don't...
But yeah, no, all this breakfast, man. All this breakfast floating around these days. I mean, the heart is just an organ and there's only so much breakfast we can chop.
The heart, then send them on errand.
But if we think about it, to be honest, we sometimes we do put ourselves in the firing line. Because if you've already seen that somebody is this way, as we said, some people say, this is my cross. I'm going to carry it. I love this person. So it's not your business. Let me cry. Goodbye. Whatever. You know, sometimes they say they want to cry in a Range Rover. Or crying in a Kekena
Pen. Seriously
this
speaking.
This is the one day I've chosen.
You
fine.
Can be crying in someone's Range Rover and Rolls Royce. And
yeah.
It's not yours.
Ah, well, there you go. Well, if we
unless
go back
the
to
Rolls
that
Royce
now,
is in your name, you're crying a cheap cry.
If the Rolls Royce is in your name, you're crying a cheap cry.
Hey. Yeah. Because if you look at your bank account, and you can't afford a Rolls Royce or a Range Rover.
Yeah.
And you're crying in someone else's Rolls Royce or a Range Rover. You're just, it's a cheap cry. So don't even talk about, I prefer crying in a Rolls Royce. No. It better be your Rolls Royce or your
PJ.
Exactly.
So here's the thing, level up.
Level up.
You know,
when you make that money, when you look at your CV and you look at yourself and you say, God, I've made it. Then you can just shed a little tear. Oh. Good riddance to bad rubbish.
Yeah.
I wasted my time. And you move on. You cruise out of your premises. Chauffeur driven.
Yeah. Because you know, we spoke about this. Like one of the richest women in Africa, or let's just say some rich women, right? Do you think they suffer from heartbreak?
They do suffer from heartbreak, but when they're crying, it's diamond tears. This is how they cry. Oh, I don't have tissue.
Let me use my diamond to kiss. They're not using Kleenex.
Simon, can I have champagne, please? Yeah, thank you. And the caviar from Russia. Thank you very much. Stephanie, what were we saying? When are we going to Paris?
You know I love Paris.
4 tears. 4 man tears. He broke my heart. Ain't nobody got time.
So there's that. They do still suffer from heartbreak.
They
but
do suffer.
It's a different level.
In a classy way.
In a classy way now.
In a classy way. Because when they are heartbroken, they look at what they have to achieve. It motivates them. It wakes them up that, girl, you have a lot to do. Stop wasting your time on someone that doesn't make you a priority.
Yeah.
And they move. That's why you see most of those women. Most women that are successful is from heartbreak.
Is that motivation?
Yes, it's from heartbreak. Something motivated them. Heartbreak, disappointment, rejection motivated them to get there. A lot of women. And so women and even men that have been heartbroken, rejected, or have faced some sort of trauma in their life should use that as a motivation to promote themselves, to move themselves forward. Rather than just sit down and say, I've been to different hospitals.
With my organs.
With my organs.
My organ, trying to mend my heart.
So,
so if you are up there, you know, you're probably going to be shedding tears, but you're using diamonds to clean them up.
Exactly.
And another thing is that you probably won't be shamed because, you know, a lot of people that are served breakfast are always on the receiving end of the shame. They always have to carry the shame. So whether a man, I don't know, maybe cheats on you or a woman cheats on you, it's the other spouse that's supposed to collect that shame. Like, oh, they cheated on you. Okay, but the person is stupid. The person and the person that's cheating. Why is that person's shame?
I started saying something to myself. Your actions towards me doesn't define who I am. It defines who you are and where you're coming from. And I had to get there to know that how you treat me, even though I'm, because when I'm wrong, I like to say I'm sorry. But there's a certain treatment you would give to me, I'll realize it is how you were brought up or your experience in life. Then I walk away. And until you get to that certain part of your life, that certain level, you will constantly open your doors to funny creatures that don't deserve you, that come to steal your identity. You will constantly let people walk all over you because you'd feel worthless of who you are. I can't be in a 7 years relationship. I'm not, how will I call it? I'm not Lord of the Rings. I can't be in a 7 years relationship and then you treat me badly. From the first year, I would know if I'm not married to you, I would have known who you really are. Do you understand? And I would have walked away. Why do I need to give you 7 years of my life to keep treating me badly and then 2 years to crown it all? No. Do you know what that means? That's 9 years of your life that God has given you to do something on earth and you've given it to some funny creature to run all over. Yeah, it's a creature to run all over you and you expect that some miracle is going to happen tomorrow. I know. We are so religious in Nigeria. We don't really like to see the picture for what it is. We like to say, oh, God is going to change. God is going to change. God is going to make that. Yeah, they're miracles. But when you see what it is in black and white, please save yourself the trouble and just move on. If the person really wants you, they will work on themselves, change for the best, and then come to you. And then all you do is just give them a little time to see if they have really changed.
Yeah.
You know, a leopard never changes its spots. But if miraculously they do, let them go like a butterfly, free them. Let them go. If they truly love you, they will come back and make things work out. And then during that time, you're already developing yourself, evolving into a very beautiful flower, be it man, be it woman. I am tired of hearing he broke my heart. He ran all over me. She broke my heart. She ran all over me. And you've been there for 2 years. Seriously, you saw it all. You saw it all. You just wanted to be Voltron, defender of the universe. You wanted to.
And that's the thing, you know, people actually forget that they, well, have one life to live.
Exactly.
And that's it. So exactly. Don't spend your life with heartbreaks and breakfast. You know, there's more to serve. I mean, like,
more breakfast.
Like, there's more food to be served, like lunch, dinner. It's not only breakfast. So, you know, you should enjoy all the different types of food that won't break your heart.
How many millions? If Nigeria doesn't work, sugar, take a flight, travel around the world. You find someone for you.
And if the visa is not open, you can still go to Ghana. I'm just saying, you can't leave Nigeria, right?
Leave Nigeria. There's so many people around the world that would meet your
open your app, your dating
kind of
app.
Person. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Well,
a dating app.
Well, dating open with caution.
We don't want industry.
Thank you so much, Caroline, for coming on Me, Her, and Everything Else. Guys, I hope you enjoyed the episode.
Thank
and
you.
Don't forget to like, subscribe, and share. See you next time.
Yay!
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.